We had several storms which we thought were big, and then we had one huge one that came in on an early morning. The sea was quite ferocious, and I said to Mandy, I said, who's my business partner? I said to her, I don't like the look of it out there. I think we should get the shutters up. So we put the shutters up across the front windows and then moved our cars up to higher ground. And as we were coming back down, all we could see was these waves going over the top of the pub. So we dashed back, and unfortunately Mandy got to the top of the drive and this huge wave came over and knocked her over and took her right down to the road. She was lucky she wasn't seriously hurt.
Was she hurt at all?
No, no, a bit bruised, but yeah, she bounced down, literally. And her daughter and son-in-law were with us. He got knocked over and he got washed away as well. Lost his laptop, they lost their mobile phones, lost their handbags. But the funny thing was, because we'd rushed back to the pub, Mandy had the keys to the pub in her pocket, so I couldn't even get into the pub, so I had to stand outside with the elements waiting for her to pick herself up and get back up to the pub. And we just spent the whole day fighting the elements. Luckily, we couldn't see what was heading towards us because we had the shutters across. All we knew is every time the building went bang, that was another huge wave hitting us. And then the side windows, where we don't have shutters, the pebbles started coming in and breaking the windows. So we had the sea pouring through the side windows. And then the sea started coming through the ceiling in the bar, and we couldn't work it out. So we went upstairs to the first floor, and the sea was coming in through the first floor window. I went up to the third floor, and the sea was coming through my bedroom window as well. So it was just literally coming through the pub.
Ugh.
Yeah. The fire alarms were going off, the electric was going down. As you can imagine, we got a beer cellar, we got freezers full of food, so we were just like trying to keep everything going, mopping up as we were going. And then when the storm subsided, all our benches were broken, there were ones floating out to sea. There was more pebbles in the front of the pub than there was left on the beach. But the great thing was, we got onto the radio and our local radio and said, we need help. We're covered and in pebbles and we can't get out the door. And a lot of the locals just turned up with wheelbarrows and spades and helped us clear up and sort out and tidy up. So that was brilliant. And the community spirit was great. They kept coming down, making sure we're right, because a couple of the shutters had broken. So we had the men coming down, hammering them back together. And then the day after, we were open again. We opened again for business, but we just had the whole building shuttered. We just boarded the whole building up. So it's really dark and dismal in here, but of course all the storm watchers were still coming down. And we just had a board outside saying we are still open.